Stephanie Brooks, HGTV Design Star winning designer on the Living with Design Arts stage Saturday and Sunday. There'll also be a fantastic array of food and wine available for your enjoyment, along with musical acts all weekend long. Shuttle service is provided from the Shield Street Metrolink station. There's fun for the whole family, and admission is free at Art on the Square.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Media personalities will race using bikes, car share, and ride share vehicles, and Metrolink during Citizens for Modern Transit's Great Race on May 21st. Join them for a finish line celebration, 5 p.m. outside Pie Pizzeria downtown St. Louis. Visit cmt-stl.org for more.
Martin Kilcoyne here to tell you that Randy and I are going to be on remote this Thursday, May 14th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Bishop's Post in Chesterfield. Come check out their beautiful newly designed patio and waterfall, new menus, and their extensive world wine list. Bishop's Post, located next to Chesterfield Mall off Chesterfield Parkway West. Remember, this Thursday, come on by May 14th. Randy and I doing the show live, Kilcoyne Show at Bishop's Post from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. We will see you there.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
I don't know why they call this stuff hamburger helper. It does just fine by itself, huh?
Crossed over. Randy Quaid, who ended up going crazy.
Yeah.
He's still in Canada.
I'd be rich as Rockefeller.
If he comes in the United States, they arrest him immediately.
Gold dust at my feet.
After all those movies you saw with Randy Quaid, you go, that guy's crazy. He really is.
Yes.
Actually crazy.
So is his wife, apparently.
She is?
I think so. She's with him. She has the same ideas and
ideals. I want to say about a month or two ago, they released a video, and she was wearing a I got to look it up now. She was wearing the mask of, like, some TV executive.
Well, who would know who that is?
Rupert Murdoch. So they released this tape, and it was Randy and his wife in a Rupert Murdoch mask, and then they, like, simulated having sex like Randy was having sex with Rupert Murdoch.
Wow, they're out there.
Yeah.
Hey, how about a round of applause for another fantastic day?
Yeah.
Wow. I did not want to come indoors. Once I got outside, I wanted to stay outside. I popped that Target top off that Corvette. I'm stunned that I didn't get a ticket today or yesterday, because these are two put-the-hammer-down days. They really are. When the weather's really nice and you got a good song on or something. I'm sorry, I mean you got talk radio on. Edit out when I said song.
Oh, you'd think you would want to drive slow and just kind of enjoy everything and relax. No?
No, heck no. And I mean it. I thought yesterday and today, each day, I thought this is the day. This is the day the Green Hornet, the Corvette, gets pulled over. And when I do on a day like today, I will be perfectly honest. And I did this one day on a day like today. I was on a motorcycle, and a county cop pulled me over. And I was doing 85 and a 40.
Oops.
Oh.
Yeah. And he said, do you have any sort of good explanation for how fast you were going? I said, yeah, it's a beautiful day, and I feel great. That's my explanation. I said, I couldn't help it. I had at least 2 miles of visibility, straight road ahead of me out by Creve-Coeur Park, nobody coming, so I just blew it out. I said, that's it. I'm not going to make any excuses for it. And I didn't get a ticket.
Whoa.
Because he said, thanks for being honest. Because when he asked me how fast I was going, I said, at least 85, something like that. He said, well, radar, it's hard sometimes for a motorcycle for radar to grab it. I couldn't get it, so I wanted to see what you'd say. I said, okay, maybe 90. And he actually said, you know, I appreciate that. Appreciate you being honest. And slow down. And that was it. We had a little chat about motorcycles, and that was it. Good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. The 13th of May, another sleepy, dusty. No, wait, that's the 3rd of June.
Yeah.
Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
That'll be coming up.
This is what we call the Burke segment. Here's how it goes. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do. I have something.
I'd like to introduce Dan Strauss. Let me tell you a little bit about Dan. You newcomers, people just moved to St. Louis, don't know much, found the show by accident. He's has an ex-wife. He has another woman. We don't know what her status is. She's married to him, but we don't know how it's working out because he also has had 3, 4, 8 girlfriends. And his hair spiked. He wears $2 shirts from, where is it? On sale.
Pennies
on sale. The sale bin. He gets shirts for $2. He plays the bass. He does impressions. He plays the harmonica like nobody's business. And he is Dan Strauss. Dan, take it away. And what is your contribution?
Thank you so much,
You're
Frank.
Welcome.
And I just have one girlfriend. Her name is Sandy. And
well, currently.
That's
well,
it.
Yeah.
That's it.
You've had
for,
two.
For now.
You've kind of had overlapping two.
No.
Don't be modest.
Good
be
Lord.
Proud. Be proud.
Okay, yeah. I have allergies now for the first time in my life, and this is the absolute worst it's ever been. And I heard today for the first time what they're calling this. It's a pollen tsunami. That's
Come
what
on.
They call it.
Tsunami.
Yeah. A pollen tsunami. That the pollen is so much, and there's grass pollen now, and there's grass pollen and tree pollen joining together, joining first forces, and it's a pollen tsunami. So I think we have terms for everything now, and now it's a pollen tsunami. But, man, I'm telling you what.
No, you said yesterday you're miserable. You know what's funny?
None
of this bothers me.
Me too. I've never had. I'm the same with Dan. I've never had allergies before.
But I had 4 years of my life where I could not step outside without sneezing so much that I almost passed out, and my eyes looked like they were bleeding. And it was about 4 years, and then it just went away. Thank goodness.
Yeah, and we just thanks you gave it to us because we picked it up. And how I don't know, understand how you can go through your entire life. I've never been allergic to poison ivy,
porn, watching porn. I read an article, and it said if you watch a lot of porn. And then you act on that porn by pleasuring yourself. It weakens your immune system.
Really?
Yeah, that's the truth. Now you know.
That'll be darned.
That's your story.
That's why it's so bad then.
Yeah.
All right.
Was that it? That's your contribution?
Yeah, that's all. I thought it was funny, the pollen tsunami, that they have a name for it now.
Mm, wasn't that funny?
Yeah.
Peon, anything?
I got a couple things.
This is Eon the Peon. Let me tell you about him. A lot of you who are new, maybe just moved to town, found this by accident. He's the father of Archie Geis. Archie Geis is a cute little guy with a real round head.
Oh, my goodness.
His little head looks like a little baseball.
I saw a picture on Facebook.
He's real cute, and his mom's cute, and we don't know who his dad really is, but he's going to go by Geis because, you know, they're married.
Yes, as of now.
They put a picture on Facebook, and Angela, Peon's wife, is sitting there in the background smiling. And she has that little harness that's in...
Baby Bjorn.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Archie is sitting right there in the front, and he has this real serious, concerned look on his face.
Well, he is concerned.
His eyes are...
His dad doesn't have a very good job.
His eyes are...
I would be concerned. I'm concerned.
He's already old enough to be concerned about that. You know what I think would be a good idea? Because the audience likes to feel a connection.
Right.
They like to feel like they know us kind of personally. Why don't you put... And this would be an artistic type photo of Angela breastfeeding Archie on the Facebook page.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Sure.
Look forward to it. That'd be great. And while you're at it, have one of her in the shower.
I have a couple of those handy right here on my phone.
I do.
What is your contribution?
Thank you very much. I just wanted to share a couple of facts I learned today that I thought were interesting.
We are sponges when it comes to knowledge and information. Oh, yeah.
Maybe some others may find it interesting as well. Alex
smacked.
I did. I don't normally do that.
Do you think you're Bill Cleveland?
He did. Boy, the Cleveland smack. He hasn't had it. He got rid of that.
I've been trying to work on that.
He didn't? He still has it?
No, he still has it. Yeah. And I've been working on it. I've got issues with that, too, but I'm trying to overcome it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that. I don't normally do that. But, I didn't do it. I've already stopped. Alexander the First. Everybody knows him, right? Of Yugoslavia?
No.
He was the king of Yugoslavia from 1921 to 1934.
And not that long ago. 100 years ago.
Yes, a little less than 100 years ago. He was always worried about Tuesdays because he had three previous family members die on a Tuesday. So he refused to undertake any public functions on a Tuesday. He refused to go out and do anything, I guess, king-related. But on Tuesday, October 9th, 1934, he didn't have a choice. He was arriving in Marseille, France, I think that's, to start a state visit and to strengthen the two countries' alliance, Yugoslavia and France. And while he was being driven in a car through the streets, a gunman came along and shot and killed him.
Whoa.
So on the first day.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday, yes. Actually, it's one of the first assassinations captured on film. 1934, there was actually a cameraman there, and it happened right in front of the cameraman. So, yes. So he had every right to be worried about Tuesdays because ended up being killed on one.
This was Alexander...
Alexander the First of Yugoslavia. And the next fact I have, the Amphicar. Do you know what that is?
I would imagine it's an amphibious vehicle.
Amphibious car,
land or
yes.
Water.
Lyndon Johnson was an owner of the... of an Amphicar, and he was known as a practical joker.
Right.
Of course, we should play that today. It's
yes.
been too long.
You still have it?
Yes.
Oh,
I
have to play it. We'll set it up and play it later.
Okay.
I'm
yes,
so glad they made. I'm so pants. Glad they made public all those tapes of conversations in the Oval Office.
Oh.
Oh my.
Well,
goodness.
This one was in the bathroom, wasn't it? Is this the one where he's?
Well,
ordering
he was on
pants?
The phone. Yeah. He was in the bathroom.
I think he would do a lot of his phone calls on the toilet.
Yeah.
On the John.
But the phone. All the recordings in the White House, the phone conversations were recorded and made public. And it's absolutely, if you've never heard it, it is hilarious. But we have set it up because there's things you need to know about Johnson. And now back to your segment.
Yeah, so it says here he's a practical joker, of course. And so he had this amphibious car. And so he would drive around Johnson City, his Texas ranch, and he would drive it downhill towards his lake, screaming that his brakes were going out. And he would plunge his car into the water. And of course, the car would float, and he would drive off laughing, of course. One more thing I have here. The revolving doors, you know, the... Do you use
stores.
Those, the circle ones?
Oh, sure.
If you have the choice of regular doors or the circle door, will you go
I
through
the... I use
the
circle door.
Yeah?
I like it.
I thought this was funny. The guy that invented the revolving doors, the reason he did it is because he was... he hated chivalry. So he hated having to open a door for a woman.
Yeah.
Because
you can't with that.
He invented
good for this
door.
Guy.
He didn't have to hold
hey,
open
women,
for
you
a
want
woman.
Equality? No more doors open.
Wow.
I thought that was funny. And I think that's it.
I like the ones that are electric. Do you ever see those? They're constantly going.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
and
you got to jump in. Like when you jump rope, you got to jump in at the right time.
And they're really big, so you can fit like.
They're huge.
Yeah,
oh, two
15
people maybe in them. Yeah.
And Rosie O'Donnell could get
them. I take that back. I do have a couple more things here.
Okay.
The amount of gold. Have you ever heard that mobile phones and electronics have gold in it?
Yes.
So it's said a ton of. Mobile phones will have more gold than a ton of actual gold ore. You can get more. It takes you can get 1 gram, I guess, of gold out of a ton of gold ore, but you can get more out of just 41 phones. That's how much gold is in everybody's cell phones. I didn't know that.
Huh.
Well, neither.
And
but that's not much money. A gram of gold.
I guess not. No, it would. Yeah, no, it wouldn't be that much. It wouldn't be enough to. Make a living off them.
You can get a gram out of a cracker sometimes.
You can.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See what you
thank
did
you.
There.
Yeah, thank you.
That was it?
That's it?
Yeah.
Is that it? Close the Burke segment. The Burke segment's officially closed. I have to do a little bit of dental business here, and then I would tell you a story about a guy that was at my house today, and I hope he's listening, because he's a really fascinating, interesting guy. And he's a piano tuner. I'm going to tell you that story.
You tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
I knew you'd do that. I knew you'd do that. And I didn't do it because I thought it's so lame, and then you did it.
That's an REO Speedwagon album.
That's why I did it, because it was so lame.
Ballast Dental Care. I think I'm due a couple months. Will be 6 month mark, so I'll be back in there. I've been doing that routine for 42 years. 42 years at Ballast Dental Care. Let me ask you a question, Mr., Mrs., or Miss., or Master listener. Where did you go to the dentist? Some of you right now in your minds are answering, I don't even have a dentist. And there are lots of people who do not have a dentist. And then once you don't have one, it's real easy not to go. It's so easy to put off an appointment or never make an appointment. And it feels good for the moment. You go, whew, not going to the dentist. And then time goes by, things happen, gum issues, tooth issues, and you realize that you're getting yourself in a bad place. A place that's only going to get worse the longer you put off going to the dentist. Because I've never known of any human being who was born with perfect teeth and they stayed that way. And they never decayed. They never had cavities, never had stains, never needed straightening, never had the roots grow in a pattern that wasn't natural. There's no such thing. Everybody has some dental issue. I've been very, very lucky. My stuff has been very mundane, minor, and average, filling here or there. I still have my wisdom teeth. I hope I keep them, and I probably will at this point. And I still never understood why it is some people's wisdom teeth have to come out and others can stay in there. I don't know that. I don't have to. All I have to know is this name, Ballast Dental Care. That's all I need to know, and it's all you need. If you don't have a dentist, for goodness sakes, let's stop that. Let's end that. And let's end it at a place that is the very opposite of what you think of when you think of a dental clinic. And a place you didn't think existed. And that's a dental clinic that you don't have to be afraid to go to. And you actually look forward to a dental appointment. It's Ballast Dental Care. They would love to have you join the rest of us and become a new patient. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com. Now, we're going to break. And we come back, I'm going to tell you about an interesting conversation I had with the guy who once a year or so comes out and tunes the piano in our home that no one plays, because nobody plays the piano, but we have a piano, and if you have it, it might as well be in tune just in case somebody comes over and goes, hey, I play.
How can it get out of tune if nobody plays it?
Humidity.
Oh, yeah.
And atmospheric conditions. Yes.
They can do that with a guitar.
Yes, yes. Winter, summer, yeah. Dryness, moisture can all affect. Now, this is the only people who have the ear to know, hey, that thing's out of tune. The average person, I mean, look, I went up to the piano, ding, 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 ding. Sounds okay to me. No.
And depending on the heat or the cold, it'll make it
sharp,
go sharp or flat.
Exactly. Yeah. And he said we had a few keys that were sharp.
Yeah.
And I never would. But he's an interesting guy, and the reason that I think it's a good time to do it is, remember, yeah, it was yesterday or the day before, we talked about a couple of people, older widows, who have taken their savings and decided to live out the rest of their lives on cruise ships.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's so much more affordable than you think. In fact, in many cases, more affordable than a retirement home. He's got an interesting story, too, and I'll tell you after we take a break. And we're going to take that break here in a moment, but I got to remind you again, it's Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, BallastDentalCare.com.
Meet me.
Let's see how the traffic looks. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, the afternoon's starting out kind of rough. We've got a crash on northbound 270 after Highway 44 blocking the right lane. Another one on northbound 141 at Highway 40 blocking the right lane. And then on eastbound 5564 around 3rd Street, we've got some kind of an accident. At least the left lane, possibly two left lanes are blocked, and you're backed up to the Missouri end of the Poplar Street Bridge. This report is brought to you by Choice Hotels. When you need to travel to an old friend or coworker, there's a Choice Hotel nearby. Plus, you can earn rewards for your stays as a member of their Choice Privileges program. Visit choicehotels.com and find a hotel where you're headed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson, and after a great Wednesday morning on McGraw Live, which included interviews with Dr. Jeff Lowell, Kat Neville from Feast Magazine, and the former deputy director of the CIA, we'll get right back at it Thursday morning with the latest news, sports, and traffic, and we will walk the line with a fantastic Johnny Cash tribute band. Bill Furness and One More Round is our house band on Thursday morning. It's McGraw Live. You can watch it all on KTRS.com. And, of course, listen on the Big 550, KTRS.
Don't let this ship sail. Thinking about refinancing and you'd normally call your bank or credit union? Jump on board. Let Golden Oak show you how we can beat their rates.
Call us first. This is Bob Ellman. Experts are predicting interest rates are likely to increase, so you need to act now.
Tired of wasting time at your bank for a mortgage? Call Golden Oak for faster turn times and no risk. Call now. Get 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Get a lower rate. We can do things banks can't do. And if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
We're right here in St. Louis. We're A-plus rated with the BBB, and you won't get stuck with an appraisal fee. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lands,
insured my blues. FHA 15-year fixed, 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Had a friend of mine call me up the other day and thank me for telling him about Bowen Dental Care. You see, my friend had some dental problems and he needed some dental implants. And he was doing research and he heard me talk about Bowen Dental Care. He heard me talk about there was a family-run dentistry handed down from generation to generation. He also found out that John Bowen, Dr. Bowen, has been not only educated but continues to educate himself on all the latest when it comes to dental implants. And then lastly, he loved the fact at Bowen Dental Care that it's one place. Many people will send you three or four or five different places to do the different surgeries needed for dental implants. But at Bowen Dental Care, it all happens at his office, his world headquarters in Florissant on Dunn Road. So if you need a family dentist, if you need Invisalign, teeth whitening, root canals, and yes, dental implants, Bowen Dental Care, B-O-A-I-N, Bowen Dental Care. They're online, BowenDentalCare.com. For the best family dentistry, Bowen Dental Care.
Have you looked up lately? Up at your gutters. Those things on your house that help protect your home from water damage, damage that can lead to cracked foundations, flooded basements, or moldy interior walls. Once you let your gutters fill with leaves and other stuff, when it rains, it could be disaster. The gutter experts at AeroTech can clean, repair, or replace your gutter system so that it properly drains damaging water away from your home. They use a patented gutter vacuum system to remove all that stuff that naturally accumulates in your gutters. To put it in perspective, you have to cut the grass, you have to shovel snow, and you have to clean your gutters in order for them to function properly. Stay off of that ladder and let the gutter experts at AeroTech inspect your entire gutter system to make sure that it can handle whatever Mother Nature throws at it. So now, before another year of leaves can add to the stuff already in your gutters, call 314-842-9977 or go online at thegutterexperts.com. Thegutterexperts.com. Things are looking up at AeroTech. The Gutter Experts.
Hi, everybody. McGraw and Milhaven here. And if you want the most out of your home's outdoor space this year, you need to go see my friends at Outdoor Living, Inc. They're at I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. Now, Outdoor Living has a showroom with a wide variety of deck displays, rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. You also need to check out Outdoor Living's complete line of Trex decking, framing, and outdoor furniture. All Trex decking is made from 95% recycled material, and it's built to last with a 25-year warranty. Trex decks are wrapped in the high-performance shell that resists fading, stains, mold, mildew, and weathering. It's where I went for my deck, and now my home is the envy of the neighborhood, if I do say so myself. Outdoor Living on South Holmes near Big Bend and I-44 in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has finally arrived in the Gateway City. St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional soccer team, is playing in front of sold-out crowds at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Fans are loving the authentic soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on Toronto FC 2 on Thursday, May 14th at 7 o'clock. Get your tickets at stlouisfc.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, the Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned, only at St. Louis Bread Company.
This week on Christian Questions, Jesus obviously stood against war. Why then was the first non-Jewish convert to Christianity a soldier with great authority? What's the message here? Christian Questions, Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Nice lyrics. I recognize that clapping. Is that Wayne Newton?
Yes.
Hey, Dan, there's a bass player.
Hey.
All right, so that we can have a lot of time to talk. We're going to have a lot of time to talk. We'll take your calls. I'll tell you a story. And to do that, let me do one more thing, and it's something a lot of fun. On our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM, you go there, and you can, oh, by the way, you can pull down Peon, the register, donate.
Yeah. Okay.
You'll see a shot of my grandson playing the Wizard of Oz pinball machine. And I want you to see that machine, because it is a blast to play. And the technology on that machine is incredible. And I'm inviting everyone 18 or older to go into a Meanies, say I'm AM and the PM. They will take you over to the Wizard of Oz pinball, and you'll get to play one game. Now, pinball is a very entertaining thing. It's a frustrating thing. It's an aggravating thing. It's exhilarating. It's a lot of things, because sometimes you can walk up to pinball machine and all three balls right down the gutter before you know what happened.
Oh, and, where and, it drops and, right down the middle.
Yeah,
between
and you
those
just
two
go, what the
flippers.
Heck happened? Or you can keep those things going and rack up a score. You can't even believe how good it looks like you are. But it's fun. So Amini's is inviting you to come and play one game of Wizard of Oz pinball. They will make a note of your name and your score. And then when we're finished, and I'm not going to tell you how long the promotions last, but one day you're going to be listening, we're going to tell you it's over. You didn't make it, and you're going to go, shoot. Wish I'd gone in there and played. So get in there as soon as you can and play one game of Wizard of Oz. And for most people, one game of any pinball game lasts, I don't know, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
So the top five people are going to be invited back at a time that's convenient for you. You're not going to all five come together. You don't have to. And you're going to play again. And then the highest score of those top five gets a $500 gift certificate to Amini's. Second place gets a $200 gift certificate, and third place gets $100. And all you did was stop in and play pinball. And it's a great store to visit anyway, even if you weren't going in to play pinball. And I might add, if you want to go in and play pinball or an arcade game, they'd be happy to have you do that. It's just that this particular one... Oh, and you can't go in and sit there and play pinball for like an hour and a half and go, put down the third game I played. No, there'll be one game, they'll be there, and you go, all right, let's go. You play, that's the game. But while you're there, knock yourself out, play some other stuff, let your kids play, take your kids with you. Amini's is a great store for the whole family. And in addition to, of course, pinball and arcade games, they have some of the most beautiful area rugs you will ever see. Some handmade and very expensive, and some extremely reasonable and machine-made. They have a lighting department upstairs. It's the Jaffe Lighting Department. It's just spectacular. I can't imagine there's not a light in there that's the light you've been looking for the dining room, the bathroom. Look, we've been in our house 29 years. We've had the same light fixture in the dining room for 29 years. Make that 28, because last year we finally replaced the light over the table in the dining room. And you know where we found the light? Amini's. And we had not been able all that time to find a light we really liked, a hanging light, but we did at Amini's. That's where we got it. So it's an interesting combination of items. Home theater furniture, rugs, pinball, shuffleboard, arcade, dartboards, lighting, and patio furniture. They're number one category. They sell more of that than anything else. And it's only the best patio furniture made in the world. They don't sell any junk. They don't sell any junk in any category. Amenities. Chesterfield Valley. Down in the valley. Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Yeah, where were you?
Yeah.
I was now trying to grab in. My...
Yeah. Now, you know what's going to happen?
Grab your what?
To head this off,
to, grab my,
to head off, beyond what I know is going to happen, all the emails.
Oh, boy.
Why didn't Dan play? Let's just head that off and all do right. it again with the harmonica. Folks, feel free to sing along. It's called Down in the Valley. Down in the valley, valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. Much better. So much better than harmonica. Yeah. And that's where Amenies is, right there. And so's Annie Guns and Smokehouse. Under the Copper Dome, you can't miss it. Just say, I'm in the PM. Where's that Wizard of Oz pinball machine I want to play? AMINIS, Amenies.com. So I have a piano at home. I've had this piano at home for easily 25 years. Bought it when we worked for Kix 104. We had an advertiser that sold pianos. And so I bought a piano because my kids all took piano lessons. It didn't stick with any of them. It's pretty typical. Of most kids, you take lessons, you want to expose them to it, but this wasn't something they jumped all over. But I have this beautiful piano, and we have it tuned every year, simply because if you're going to have a piano, even though nobody plays it, I think you should be in tune. The guy named Charles Merkel has tuned our piano as long as we've lived there and had that piano. He is a very interesting guy. And today, after all these years, I took the time to talk to him and get to know him. He's a very interesting character. He does not play the piano, which I found very interesting. But then he said something that makes complete sense to me. He said, 98% of the people who work on airplanes and keep them running don't fly them. And I said, you're right.
Yeah.
And he this guy can tune a piano, but he does not play. So I start talking to him just about his life and how long he's done it. He's done it. That's all he's ever done. He's completely independent and free to do as he pleases, go where he wants, and schedule piano tuning as he wants to schedule. He does not tune for the St. Louis Symphony. He does not tune for places that would call and go, we got a concert and we need this piano tuned immediately. He primarily just tunes pianos in people's homes, okay? And he's not married. And 4 months of the year, he doesn't tune any pianos. He gives himself 4 months vacation.
Nice.
And I said, how many pianos will you tune in a year? And he said, over 300 pianos. And I said, what do you do with your time off? And he said, whatever I want. He's one of those guys who's very happy being alone. And I said, give me an example of what you do. And he said, well. He pointed outside he had a little Toyota Yaris. Oh, Johnny Londo's not listening. I'm not endorsing the car. I'm just telling a story. And he said, for example, when I bought that car, I thought, I want to break that car in. So he got a map, and he found a place that's about as far away as you could drive a car, north of Fairbanks, Alaska. And he said, I just got in the car and took off. And he drove to Alaska.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah. And he stopped when he wanted to stop, drove when he wanted to drive, by himself, there and back. And he does this kind of thing all the time. Every year he goes to, I think he said Bolivia or something. And I don't remember why. But the answer usually to whatever I ask him was, well, just because I felt like it. Isn't that fantastic? And he said, I like to book the piano tuning as far in advance as I can. And I work it around the time off that I value to do whatever I want to do. But I have never heard of, I said, so you get in this little bitty car and you drive by yourself to Alaska and back. And the whole thing, the way he did it, took him, I think, a couple of months. And I said, how do you not go crazy? He said, because I went through 14 books on CD. You could become very smart driving.
Yeah.
Because you would absorb, take in, and learn, hey, anything. Pretty much every book is
on CD. Sounds great to me, but I don't know if I could do that by myself.
I could not do it. Because no, I could not do it.
For some reason, to me, I don't enjoy seeing things unless, you know, by yourself, unless you're there to witness it with somebody else.
I know exactly what you're talking about. When I flew, I didn't enjoy flying by myself nearly as much as I did having somebody with me.
You can't turn to somebody and say, hey, look at that. You want to stop here and do this?
Or take golf. I know people that play golf by themselves. What?
No way. Yeah,
and I am not a guy who likes most people. I'm not very sociable, yet I don't like the idea, like Peon said, of doing things by myself if it's something that would make you want to turn to somebody and go, man, look at that. I wouldn't want to look at the Grand Canyon by myself.
No, I can't do that either.
So the other thing he says to me was, he says, I'm a member of the Traveler's Century Club. And I said, what's that? He said, it's a club of people who get together, and to be in the club, you have to have visited at least 100 countries.
100 countries?
Yeah. You know how far along I am toward that?
Holy moly.
Three countries, maybe. I don't even know how many countries I've been in. I've been in Canada's a country, right?
Yeah.
I've been in Canada, United States, Mexico.
Yeah. Dominican? Jamaica?
That's a country? Is that a country?
Yeah, Jamaica.
I've
probably been in 12 countries. 100 or more, and you go online, I guess it's travelerscenturyclub.com. I just found this guy really interesting, and he has come to the house for probably 26 or 7 years, and I never even bothered.
Wow.
I would just hear him in the other room, ding, 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 and I thought, well, there's the piano tuner. I guess the point is, if you just start a conversation with somebody, you learn there's some pretty interesting people out there. Nicest guy in the world.
And so
never been married. And
so he takes off 4 months a year. So that's,
two at a time.
He does 120 days. So he works about 240 days a year.
Something like that. He doesn't.
And he said 300 a year. So a little more than one a day.
Yeah.
Is that enough money to? I don't want to ask.
He has
for
a very modest lifestyle.
Yeah. But
he's one of those people that, you know, sometimes you hear people say, I like being alone. He absolutely likes where I couldn't stand it. I need somebody yelling.
Oh, I couldn't stand it. I can't stand it alone.
Argue with. Somebody to blame things
to
on.
Drive by myself.
No, not me.
No, to the Lake of the Ozarks is the extent.
That's me.
Maybe.
That's about it. About it for me. So Charles Merkel, you're a very, very interesting guy. And I said, what about mail? You're gone 2 months? He said, I don't have any mail. All of his bills are paid online automatically. He's automatic bill pay. This guy is a real example of a guy with no attachments.
He said,
I can get in the car and just go.
What? Let's not be close to family at all? Or
no, he has no kids. I said, you ever married? He said, no. He said, I came real close one time to getting married.
Then she told me I couldn't do something. I said, that's it.
Well, you know what he said that makes sense? He said, women, they're domestic. They like a home and a base. And I said, tell me about it. And he said, when you have that, you don't have the complete freedom because it's selfish. It's just not fair. He has nobody to answer to. And I just thought that was, when he told me, he said, I want to break in that little car. I think I'll drive to Northern Alaska.
How old of a guy is he?
I think he said he was 63 or something like that.
Does he have any desire to have any girlfriend or?
No.
At this point, yeah,
well, good luck to her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, where are you going? Alaska.
Unless she wants to travel
I'll
like that.
I'll be back when I feel like it.
Maybe she's
but still,
like that.
He's probably so stuck in his ways.
Oh,
he would have to.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It would have to be somebody that adjusts to his.
So if anybody listening has been in at least 100 countries, and I'll bet you we'd be surprised at how many people listening have been to 100 countries.
You could hit a bunch if you go to
business,
Europe.
Yeah, international business. You go to Europe, you'll hit 20.
10
countries.
Or 20, yeah.
So it's the Traveler's Century Club. If you Google that, I'm sure it'll come up. and tell you more. Do we close the Berks?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. We close the Berks. I have a little tidbit of what I think you'll find interesting information. I learned a couple of things this last week. Did I tell you why a chuck wagon is called a chuck wagon?
I think we did. Yeah, we did. We talked about it because chuck is food.
Chuck in the Old West was food.
Yeah, we
go
talked
get
about
some
that.
Chuck. Hence, up chuck. Food comes
ground out. Yeah. Chuck.
How about this one? A dollar is called a buck. Do you have any idea why it's a buck?
No.
Does it have anything to do with the buck stops here?
No, it has to do with deer skin. Back in the trading post days,
pelts were
a buck. Here's a buck, and it was worth whatever a dollar was worth. That's where the buck came from. Oh. I feel sorry for people who don't listen to the show. You know what happens to them? They turn out stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just
if you meet a stupid person, here's what you say to them. Well, you must not be AM and the PM. You seem pretty stupid.
You sound like an idiot.
Yeah. And that'll be okay. People don't mind that if you call them stupid idiot. Try it sometime. Yeah. Give it a shot. All right, a little bit of business and then some more business. And then this is Wednesday, so Dr. Doug will be here. If you have a pet, and a lot of you do, I can't think of anybody better to ask your questions, to throw them at than Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He'll be here right after the news. I need to talk to you about American Equity Mortgage. I think you know what they do. I know you know what they do. If you know the name, it's in the name, mortgage. But that does not tell you the whole story. Mortgage tells you that they will loan you money to borrow a house. American, that tells you they're American. Maybe the name does tell the whole story because the equity should be a reminder to you that if you're a homeowner and you need to borrow money, and who doesn't from time to time, you're in a really good position if you're a homeowner to borrow money. And the term homeowner is a little misleading because most people don't really own the whole house. The mortgage holder, the lender, owns some of it. And very gradually, you own more and more and more. That's the equity. And you use that to borrow money. I saw an ad yesterday, the car dealer ad. And they had in the ad, you can drive this car for, and it had the amount. And then in very fine print, that they had the lending rate, the interest rate, 9% for the car loan. No. You don't have to do that. If you wanted to buy a car and pay cash for it and not be stuck with a 9% interest rate loan, you let American Equity Mortgage loan you that money. You use the equity. It's a home equity loan. Then you go buy it, you pay cash for it, and you're not paying any 9% for it. We haven't been in a 9% days for years, except with credit cards, and there are people paying even more than that, and they don't know what they're paying. So if you're going to borrow money, borrow it the smart way. Use the equity in your house. American Equity will tell you how all this works. They've been doing this, now they're in their 24th year. And they'd love to hear from you. You can contact them online at AmericanEquity.com or call this number, and please don't confuse it with any other, 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Time for another look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, we had a, they've cleared that accident on northbound 141 at Highway 40. We do have a new accident now, northbound 55 on the ramp from ramp from 67 down to Jefferson County. They've also cleared the accident northbound 270 past Highway 44. And it looks like westbound 44 is running slow from Mraz out past Bowles. Southbound 270 picking up more volume now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. And you're getting heavier downtown eastbound 40 from about Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by Choice Hotels. When you need to travel to an old friend or coworker, there's a Choice Hotel nearby. Plus, you can earn rewards for your stays as a member of their Choice Privileges program. Visit choicehotels.com and find a hotel where you're headed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Begin your Saturday with KTRS. At 7 a.m., it's the yard sale.
Welcome to the First Community Credit Union Big 550 Yard Sale.
Followed at 9 by Animal Advice.
Welcome back to the Animal Advice Show, brought to you by Nestle Purina. I'm Andrew Dowd.
At 10, it's Straight Talk on Retirement.
I'm Jeff Lapidus, president of JBL Financial Services.
Followed by the Inside Out Show with Jim McMillan and John Shea at 11.
I'm Jim McMillan, alongside my partner, Mr. John Shea.
Saturday mornings are special on KTRS, live and local.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Here comes a salesman.
If you've been shopping for new furniture but are tired of pushy salespeople...
Hi, I'm Tom. You looking for a couch?
We're looking for a table.
Then you need to get to the Furniture Outlet in Bridgeton. The Furniture Outlet specializes in quality furniture at big savings, and you can shop at your own pace without annoying salespeople.
Have I got a couch for you?
But we want a table.
The Furniture Outlet has 12 months same as cash financing and always free layaway, so you can find the styles you want at a price you like. The Furniture Outlet, half a mile west of I-70 on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton.
It's Lisa G here. Do you freak out every time you break out? Well, I've got one word for you, proactive. There's a huge reason proactive is the number one acne treatment in the country. It totally works. Prescription-grade proactive heals your acne, even prevents future breakouts. How great is that? There's a reason why so many celebrities use proactive. Their faces are their money. And I'm telling you, it's time to get it because proactive has set up a special dedicated 800 number for my listeners. So get ready to punch that number into your phone. Pull over if you got to. Here's the deal. $19.95 gets you proactive, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush. It's valued at $45, but it's yours free. So is the shipping. For only $19.95, you, my friends, are guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you'll get your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call for a lifetime of beautiful skin. Tell them Lisa G sent you. Call 1-800-644-5944.
Travel back in time with Circus Flora's all-new Big Top Show. Experience the St. Louis summertime tradition May 28th through June 28th. Visit circusflora.org for tickets.
Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, the Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned only at St. Louis Bread Company.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.